Praise the Lord. We thank God for today. Welcome to this teaching. I know you're blessed. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit for 2 weeks now. We discuss the importance and the urgency of receiving and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit wants to work with you. He wants to fill you. He wants to bless you. He wants to have control over your life. And see your benefit. It benefits you if the Holy Spirit takes control. It is your benefit. Praise God. So today we're going to discuss how to receive and how to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So get your Bibles out and your notebooks. And get ready for this teaching. One must be born again in order to receive the Holy Spirit. You must be born again in order to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let's go and take our first reading from John chapter 3, verse 3. Praise God. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Yesu n'abaddamu n'agamba nti ddala ddala mbagamba nti okugyako ng'omuntu akkiriza n'azaliwa omulundi ogw'okubiri talisobola kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
You see, you cannot experience the kingdom of God unless you are born again.
Kino kitegeeza tosobola kutambulira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda okugyako ng'ozadde omulundi ogw'okubiri.
The first experience we receive
empulira gye tusooka
is when Jesus comes in our life. When we get born again. When we receive Him as our Lord and Savior. And a miracle of a new creation happens. You instantly become a new man. All things become of God. The old things go away. And the new things come. And everything becomes of God. You become a new creation instantly. And that is the miracle that happens, the miracle of a new creation. And then the Holy Spirit comes in you and He seals your heart, seals your salvation. You become the purchased of the Lord. And then the Holy Spirit baptizes you. You get baptized in fire, you get baptized, you get filled with the Holy Spirit. That is an experience of the kingdom of God. That is the manifestation of the kingdom of God in your life. The inner manifestation of the kingdom of God. But all this to happen, you must be born again. You must receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Acts chapter 3 verse 19 says, Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now this is an experience of the kingdom of God in a person's life. But how does it start? One must repent. What does it mean to repent? It means to change your mind. Metanoia. Change how you think. You change how you think about God. You change how you think about yourself. You change how you think about the kingdom of God. You change your mind. How you think about God. God is not mad at you. God is not chasing you down the street to beat you up and punish you for the things you've done. No, God loves you. And God wants the best for your life. God wants you well. He's not willing that any should perish. He wants you to enjoy His love and His unconditional love and His unmerited favor. God wants a relationship with you. So you repent. You change how you've been thinking about God. And how you think about yourself. And then after that, you're converted. You disbelieve the things you used to believe. And you believe new things. You take the word of God in and you believe what He says. So that's how you change. You change your belief system. And you get a new belief system. Therefore you're converted. And the Bible says that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. You don't have to miss these times. The times of refreshing. But they come when you repent. You get born again. Acts 11, verse 15 to verse 16, describes the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so many believers are missing this. Even after repenting, even after being converted, they receive Jesus Christ, they have a new belief system, they are now in the kingdom of God, but they miss this experience of the kingdom of God. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. You cannot manifest the kingdom of God unless He has baptized you in fire. Praise God. So let's read Acts 11 verse 15 and verse 16. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them. As on us at the beginning.
Bwenali chenjigentanule okwogera omuyi mutukuvu nabagwako eranga byasoka kufe.
Verse 16 says, then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Olwekumi nomukaga gamba olwo nendyo kanzijukira ekigambo kya Mukama waffe bwe yayogera nti Yokana yabatiza na mazi na imwe muli batizibwa na moyo mtukufu.
So these verses are describing the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Kati enyidiri zino ziraga ekyabaawo mu kubatizibwa kwa moyo mtukufu.
When you get born again,
bolokoka,
you receive the Holy Spirit.
Ofuna moyo mtukufu.
The Holy Spirit comes in you.
Moyo mtukufu ajja mu.
He lives in you.
Abera munda mu.
The Godhead dwells in you.
Obwaka tondo busatu butula mu.
Praise God. And so He fills you with His Spirit.
Akujjuza no moyo.
And He comes in you and He dwells in you.
Ajja mu gwera na atula mu.
So you receive the Holy Spirit.
Nolwecho nofuna moyo mtukufu.
When you get born again,
bolokoka.
That's what happens. You receive the Holy Spirit. He seals your salvation. He seals your heart. He sits in you. And He dwells in you. But you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And this is the experience. This experience is as the Holy Spirit falling on you. He falls on you. He says the Holy Ghost fell on them. He comes on you, falls on you, He covers you, He takes control of you, He begins to direct you. Praise God. That is how the experience is, like the rain coming on you. It's like showers coming on you. And you get wet. You get soaked. soaked. That is the experience. You know, you receive him when you're born again. But when you're baptized, he showers you. He fills you. You begin to overflow. So he falls on you. Praise God. In John 20, verse 22, the disciples received the Holy Spirit. And when he had said this, the Bible says, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. They received the Holy Spirit. They received the Holy Spirit. But they were not baptized with the Holy Ghost. But they received. So this is the experience of every believer. You first receive him at the moment of conversion. But he needs to come on you. And you become wet.
No totobala.
It's like you are immersed in the sea. And you come out wet. Praise God. So you see, the Bible says he breathed on them and he said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. A few days later, the same disciples were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 4. And we are looking at now the coming of the Holy Ghost. In John 20:22, they received the Holy Spirit. But in Acts 2, verse 1 to 4, we're going to see that he came on them. Praise God. The Bible says in verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly, the Bible says, suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And the Bible says in verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. It sat upon each of them. Praise God. In verse 4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. But you see, he came and sat upon each of them. Amen.
Amen.
He came on them. You know, he fell on them and sat on them. And then the Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. When they were filled with the Holy Ghost, after that experience, they began to speak in tongues. Praise God. And the Spirit gave them utterance. Now let us compare the two portions of Scripture. In John 20 and 22, the disciples received the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 2, 1 to 4, the very same disciples were filled with the Holy Ghost. So, what we see here is the inward and the outward immersion. Praise God. And so many believers miss on the outward. They have the inward. No, but they haven't experienced the outward. And they've settled. Don't settle for the inward. You have to also go for the outward, because that is what empowers you to live the life of a victorious believer here on earth. So inward must happen for the outward to happen. You cannot have the outward experience if you didn't have the inward experience. So after receiving the inward experience, then you can receive the outward experience. Praise God. Let's look at the inward experience. In Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Era namwe muye mwe mwawulirira ekigambo ekyamazima enjiri y'obulokozi bwammwe, mwoyo n'okukkiriza mwakkiririza ne mutekebwako akabonero ak'omwoyo mutukuvu.
Verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
Ng'ogwo gwe musingo ogw'obusika bwaffe okutuusa envuma ya Katonda lw'erinunulibwa ekitiibwa kye mu kubeera kwa Katonda.
So this is the inward experience.
Kino kye ky'omunda.
When you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
bw'okkiriza Yesu Kristo ng'omulokozi,
you receive the Holy Spirit.
Otoola omwoyo mutukuvu.
He comes in you,
ajja mu gwe,
seals you,
n'afikako envumbo,
and seals your salvation.
N'ateeka envumbo
ku bulokozi. That's why you cannot lose your salvation.
Y'ensonga lwaki tusobola okufiirwa obulokozi.
Because the Holy Spirit has sealed you.
Kubanga omwoyo mutukuvu akutaddeko
envumbo. You know, it's a moment where God puts a mark of Christ on you.
Ako kwe kasera Katonda watekera akabonero ka Kristo kugwe.
The mark of Christ.
Akabonero ka Kristo.
So every believer,
kati buli mukkiriza,
you have the mark of Christ.
Olina akabonero ka Kristo. Yensonga lwaki tolina kwerayika akabonero ka nsolo.
Because you can't, you are already owned by Christ.
Kubanga olina akabonero ka Kristo.
You are already purchased.
Wagulibwa dda.
You are a purchased possession.
Oli nvuma.
Christ possesses you.
Christo,
and he has put his mark on you. So now that is the inward experience. And so many believers have settled for this. Which is okay. I mean, you go to heaven. You will enjoy the life with God in the life to come. But you're missing a lot on earth. And one day you go to heaven and look down on earth and see how much meat you left on the plate. So praise God for the inward experience. But we must go for the outward experience. God wants to give you everything he has prepared for you on this earth. God wants you to conquer the earth. God wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to bring forth. He wants you to manifest. He wants you to make profit. He wants you to multiply. His plan is for you to conquer the earth. And you cannot do these things he has prepared for you to do on the earth. You cannot achieve the things God wants you to achieve on the
earth
if you don't have the outward experience. The inward experience is very powerful, is very important, and that is what you start with. You can't have the outward experience if you didn't have the inward experience. But my point here is, don't settle only for salvation. There is more you have to receive here on earth. There is more you have to experience here on earth. You are here to manifest the kingdom of God in every sphere of life, in your everyday life. But notice, you cannot do that until you are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Naye ekirufu kiri ntosobola kukola ebyo byonna okutuusa ng'oweereddwa amaanyi okuyita mu kwazibwako omwoyo mutukuvu.
And that is the outward experience.
Era ekyo ke kabonero akeebweru.
Praise God.
Mukama yebaza.
And so I don't want you to miss this as so many others have missed it.
N'okyo saagala osubwe kino ng'abantu abalala bangi bwe bakisubiddwa.
Last week we looked at disciples These people had received the Lord Jesus Christ. They had become disciples of Jesus Christ. And they loved the Lord. But Paul goes to them and he asks them if they were baptized in the Holy Spirit. And they told him they had never had anything like the Holy Spirit. And of course he taught them and laid hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost, and I can imagine how they felt after that. And just like those disciples, we have so many disciples of Jesus Christ today that are not empowered, are not baptized with the Holy Ghost. They are not baptized with fire. And so they are here on earth, struggling on earth, waiting to go to heaven. There is 100% for you to experience on earth and 100% for you to experience in heaven. So my friends, don't leave any meat on the plate. Take everything that God has ordained for you. Praise God. We are out of time. We will come back with another teaching concerning this. Praise God. Where you are right now as a generation leader, prepare your people and let's pray in tongues. In the name of Jesus. Take some time and pray in tongues. Come on, pray in tongues. It is a season of refreshing. It is a time of refreshing. We are going beyond limits. We are bringing forth. We are bringing forth. We are making profit. We are making profit. We don't settle for less. We are going for more. We are taking over. We are conquerors. We replenish the earth. We fill this earth with the presence of God. We fill this earth with ideas, with innovations. Praise God. With creativity. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you have not received the Holy Spirit, if you have never been baptized, right now receive him and be baptized. Power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we are missing nothing on this earth. We are missing nothing on this earth. We are missing nothing on this earth. We are taking everything that is ours. We are taking every territory that is ours. We go beyond borders. There are no borders for us. We cross every border. Ah, Rabagaza, we have to end here, but continue praying. In your generation, wherever you are, continue praying. Pray in tongues. Declare the word of God. Go beyond borders. Let your star shine brighter. Hallelujah. This is happening in your life because Jesus is the Lord of your life. And nothing missing and nothing broken.